You're listening to SBS News.
When Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny collapsed on a plane last week, supporters claimed he'd been poisoned. Now they have evidence, with German doctors saying they've found indications of a toxic substance in the 44-year-old's body. After first receiving treatment in Omsk in southwestern Siberia, Mr. Navalny was airlifted to Charity Hospital in Berlin. There, he underwent testing that doctors say indicates he'd been poisoned with some kind of choline esterase inhibitor, a broad range of substances that are found in several drugs, as well as pesticides and nerve agents. The hospital says while the specific substance is yet to be identified, further comprehensive tests have been ordered.
The patient is in an intensive care unit and is still in an artificial coma. His state of health is serious, but there is currently no acute danger to his life. The effect of the toxin has been proven several times and in independent laboratories. According to the diagnosis, the patient is being treated with the antidote atropine. The outcome of the disease remains uncertain, and late effects, especially in the area of the nervous system, cannot be excluded at this time.
But Russian medical authorities have contradicted the German diagnosis. Anatoly Kalinichenko is deputy chief doctor at Omsk Emergency Hospital. He says Mr. Navalny showed no signs of poisoning when he was admitted, and tests undertaken to check for a wide range of substances all came back negative.
If we had found some kind of poison that was somehow confirmed, then it would have been a lot easier for us. It would have been a clear diagnosis, a clear condition, and a well-known course of treatment.
The hospital has also denied any coordination with Russian security services when looking after Mr. Navalny. But German authorities aren't satisfied. In a joint statement with Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, Chancellor Angela Merkel has called on Russia to urgently launch a detailed and transparent investigation into the incident.
Those responsible must be identified and held accountable. We hope that Mr. Navalny can make a full recovery. Our good wishes also go to his family, who are going through a difficult ordeal.
Mr. Navalny's supporters say while they're thankful for Germany's support, they don't see much point in a Russian-led investigation. Amy Hall, SBS News.